Blog Talk Radio.
Juggler Rider Radio. I'm your blood preacher, Havoc. Choir Boy Death, Ghetto G, will join us very shortly. And I'm going to try and see how long I can stay, because I'm practically dead to the world tonight. But hey, I'm still here, putting down the show, putting it down, throwing it down for you motherfuckers. Let me see if I can play it for y'all. You know what? Bloody Body Boy.
Infinity.
High Sound Records on. Rep your shit.
Okay, it's gonna take a little bit more than I thought. And Bellator just says, "Say fuck you. You're not playing a track." Okay, Keith is up. I'm gonna reach my hand through the fucking screen and strangle the motherfuckers that invented this shit and tell them to fucking fix this shit up so there's no more goddamn glitches and bullshit like that. I swear this shit's not this shit's like not compatible with Facebook. Naughty, naughty blood talk. Need to be more compatible with Facebook. I don't think anybody's really compatible with Facebook. Because it's Facebook. And nobody likes Facebook. Or Bookface. Or something. Give me a minute to restart my fucking browser. So I can play a fucking track for y'all. I mean, I don't know what I mean right now. I'm gonna kill Blog Talk. I don't I just wanna play a track. Gorgeous track. See what happens. Play, motherfucker.
Wayne the Pain and Death Syndicate. Rep your shit. Sick Mix 6. High Town Records.
Hey, Jay.
That's right, motherfuckers. You were just listening to
fucking Bloody Body Boy Infinity of High Town Records. Travis called Rip Your Shit. What's going on, chill?
Not much. Just kicking it.
I am here trying to stay the fuck awake.
For sure.
Nah, you have no idea. Like, dude, like, maybe I live at the, like, I live at the 10. I literally lay down, watching a movie. And all of a sudden, it's fucking about 10:37. And I realized I passed the fuck out. And I didn't realize it. But anyways, what's going on, man?
Shit, just chilling. Been making some scruff for the past couple days.
Making some scruff? Wait, what happened? What the fuck are you been making?
Money. Gorilla.
okay. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, don't mind me. I'm fucking out of it.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, shit, man. Like, when you gotta work, walk to work, and you know you gotta be there for 11 a.m. for a fucking about 7 hour shift. Then you get out. You gotta walk back home to fuck.
I don't know how it is.
But on a good note, I scared some fucking churchgoers today at work.
Oh, hell yeah.
Cause, and apparently I'm the devil now. I'm a devil worshiper, according to these bum bitches. Because, man, like, I'm walking to work, and as I'm walking to work, I stop in the middle of a fucking church in front of all these motherfuckers. I guess there's a funeral going on or some bullshit. And I take out a cigarette, light my cigarette, and I blow the fucking shit down towards the fucking ground. I got some old motherfucker telling me I'm like fucking Satan or some shit like that. Like, what the fuck?
Fuck that, dude. You don't know shit about shit anyways.
Hey, I laughed about it.
Straight up.
I laughed about it, and then I said thank you.
Damn.
So, either way, it was badass.
Sure.
And then on my way home, passing by the same church, I got bored, and while I was walking by, I decided to spit on the step. Just to piss these motherfuckers off.
Oh, okay. Shit. Don't piss people off for no reason. Shit's fucking hilarious.
Then again, I think the other reason why they probably thought I was Satan. Because I was up to listen on the way to work. I was just singing along with fucking Crooked Preacher Killer.
Oh, hell yeah, that's shit by ICP. You know that song.
So, yeah. I'm on a fucking church ground and I'm singing that. Don't really go too well with fucking church folk, but oh well.
For sure.
It was fun for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucking drinking like a bottle of fucking Pepsi just trying to keep my ass awake.
Oh, for sure. Dude, something weird happened on Facebook, right?
It's Facebook. Everything. There's something weird going on.
Yeah, this chick sent me a request, right? I accepted it. She, like, maybe 5 seconds later, she all hit me up with a message talking about, like, the face paint and all kinds of stuff. and she hit me with a shaggy quote, like, is your glass half empty or half full? I was like, yeah. she's like, I gotta go, and she gave me her number to text. I was like, okay. I was like, before she left, I tried to tell her that I don't have a cell phone. So I've been trying to hit her up, and all I got is dial tone, so I guess she's been on the phone ever since. Nope, I didn't have to say that. She hit me up. I'm like, that's dope.
Yeah, she hit you up, wanting you to text her, but you ain't got a cell phone to text. Yeah.
Straight up.
Damn. I mean, I got someone I can text, but, man, I got one on fucking Obama phones.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So what's up with Ghetto G?
He'll probably be here shortly.
Huh?
Ghetto G always calls in late for some reason.
Oh, okay. Is he there?
But, except for when it's like a Monday Night Raw or an interview, then he's there on time.
Oh.
Any other time, he's late. So, normally it's just me by myself up on here playing track after track until his ass shows up.
Oh, okay. Damn, I'm sorry.
And I've come to the conclusion that Bushwick Bill cannot rap to save his life.
I bet.
Like, come on, they had him. ICP had him on the track. And I'm like, what the fuck is up this dude? He's talking about, I like a fucking Tourette kid with fucking ADHD fucking smoking crack. And this is all just from the way he was fucking rapping.
Really?
I mean, the rest of the track was dope.
Yeah.
I heard it before, but it's like, then I hear it again today, and I came to the conclusion that motherfucker can't rap to save his life.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, if you've ever heard fucking Bushwick Bill before, then you know what I'm talking about.
I think so.
He was a part of the track with fucking ICP out there.
What album is it on?
They actually threw it up on featuring Freshness.
Oh, okay. Oh, sure.
Track 10 on the second disc.
It's been a while since I heard that shit.
Yeah, I mean, like once the dude comes up on his verse.
Huh.
You want me if you could just tell. They could have gotten somebody better.
For sure.
Okay, well, I'll upload this track. I'm gonna play another track I just uploaded to the soundboard.
Okay, for sure.
Well, once I get back to it. So, let's go with some motherfucking old school shit. ICP, Fresh Kid Ice, Vanilla Ice, and MC Breed. Swallow this nut.
Aloha, ho, Big Joe on the intro. My dick in your mouth is that simple. I'm on a chain with a gang of dicks. For you and them rabbits that you hanging with. My clown feet glows in the dark, don't be scared. If something starts tickling your ass, it's my beard, bitch. A priest, you need to be slobbing me down and swallow me up. Chinaman, follow me up.
Prepping hoes from state to state. Dick in her mouth, nuts on her face. Daddy long stroke, try to kill her dime, because I love the way she choked on my junk. Tucked his dick like you do a slurry, and the sounds you make me more horny. So swallow this nut, because you love to taste, and if you don't, it'll be on your face.
She's sexy, sex, don't spit it out. She caught it, caught it. Keep it in your mind, all in the face. Make a real tug of love, or say it straight. We all she's sexy, sex, don't spit it out. She caught it. Take it in the face, bitch, let me bust this. Too many bitches acting like they don't suck. Then become a robber.
bottle when they taste that nut. Don't get it twisted, though. In order to hit it and get it out of it, you gotta be a gifted hoe. Some heads worth paying for, it ain't me.
Yeah.
Gotta love to do it and wanna do it for free, for real.
Yeah. Here's a story about Juggalo Randy. He met a chick, licked a dick like candy. And now he's hooked and he's buying her gold. She whipped his ass like pussy control. When you link with your dick, son, you're done for good. Fucking trifling hoes straight out of the hood. Now you're stuck with a 7-day itch, screaming bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Come on, my candy.
She say, don't spit it out.
She call it,
keep it in your mind.
All in the face, make a real tough love.
Won't say it's straight,
so we all.
She say, don't spit it out.
She call it,
keep it in your mind.
All in the face, make a real tough love.
Won't say it's straight,
so we all.
What you gon' do when the dick's on wrong?
You gon' suck it or fuck it, or leave it alone?
I'm a raw ass, so twit a gang of play.
Hope your mouth don't have a pistol, I'm afraid to play.
I'ma fucking leave ya, bitch gon' see.
Hey ladies, fuck off and lick nuts. Shaggy too fresh, got the meat for these sluts. I see you liking that thong all up in your ass crack. Make me think you want to stick with that stat. I shoot a hoop, put my two balls, your net in the basket. Hoses call me fantastic. Dick stretching your lips like elastic. Swallow that shit like a freaky fat bastard.
Upload that track just so that way if anybody has not heard that track yet featuring Bushwick Bill, y'all can hear what I'm talking about. Cause I don't know, other tracks that they've done with people, dope. This dude, no, just no. Hopefully they never do a track with him ever again.
Hey, you think Boondocks gonna drop another album?
RCP?
No, Boondocks.
Yeah, there's actually word. There's been a rumor that they're working on another track.
Oh, hell yeah, that's
dope. Oh, an album, actually. What up, Ghetto?
Sluts. Sluts everywhere.
Skanks everywhere. Nigga, skanks everywhere.
That's the shit I like. You know, I'm tired of seeing all this shit. I have respect. Have some respect. Well, you know what? I like slutty bitches. It's bound to piss somebody off.
Yo, you know, you should put that in all Juggalo chat.
Man, that's my status right now. So,
damn.
So somebody's bound to see it.
Yeah, like fucking Amanda. She really likes it.
Amanda who?
The bitch from fucking Canada.
Oh, of course, because she's slutty.
No.
Damn. Them Canadians, man, you gotta watch out.
I'm going to steal your status. I'm going to put it up in all Juggalo chat. See what people says.
Yeah, it's bound to ruffle some feathers.
Yeah.
Not some, I should say a lot. But since that group seems to be all about respect lately. So.
Well, guess what? It's a perfect time. It's perfect for me to put that up in there.
Yeah. You gotta mix it up like, Jackie Robinson did in baseball.
Yeah.
Shit,
you know,
being the first black man to ever play baseball.
Right. Yeah, back then.
Yeah, man, I don't know. For some reason, we just watched that movie. So that's the only reason I made that reference.
Okay.
Otherwise, I probably would have never did that.
For sure.
Because, you know, that's a long time ago.
Hell yeah.
So, gentlemen, I came to the conclusion that ICP should never, ever do a track with Bushwick Bill ever again.
Oh, what's wrong with that? I like that out there track. That was pretty good.
The track was dope, but Bushwick Bill's verse was just...
Wait, hold on. Is that the track we're talking about? That's from a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's I like track. That song, though. I pop up the glove compartment.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about... I'm like, Bushwick Bill's verse is just... No, it's like a fucking... 80... It's like a fucking... Tourette's kid... on crack and ADHD at the same time.
Hey, man, don't cut the dude short. No, that wasn't a midget joke.
That's fucked up.
I don't know, man. I don't know why you're hating on that song. Is that the first time you heard that song or something?
Oh, no. I like the song. I just don't like his verse on that shit. Never have.
I was about to say, man, it's first time, man. Where the fuck you been at?
Sure, yeah, no. Like, I've heard it before. I'm just not crazy about his verse.
Don't you dare go out there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a funny track.
Damn.
I don't know. I've never really heard very much by the Ghetto Boys, so I don't like a very limited supply to judge on.
Yeah, I judged him based on his verse on that track. Wow. No, never again.
Huh. So are you saying you judge Psycho Killer on his verse on Underground Killer's remix?
Psycho Killer's just fucking retarded and sucks. That motherfucker shouldn't be considered to be an artist ever. Ever.
I'm just saying. So what the hell's Chill been up to, man? He's at the library again.
Yeah. Getting numbers from fucking chicks that, you know, apparently he's never gonna text because he ain't got a cell phone.
And he's getting a number to librarian. He's like, he's trying to get his freak on in the library, and she's all like, shh. He's like, yeah, shh.
I can't. Oh.
See, Chill just showed you exactly how to fake it.
Yeah. It's like,
well, at least now we know he fakes it. It was just shocking because normally it's for the chick that fakes it, but damn, I feel sorry for the bitch.
Hey, man. Man, some dudes could fake that shit too, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, just be like, oh, unless you think you busted this shit, and then that'd be it.
Some ghost loads.
You know, those real nasty bitches where you're just like, fuck this shit, whatever.
So, Ghetto Bed, I am apparently now Satan, just so you know.
You're Satan?
Yeah.
I knew you were the devil.
Let's have world domination. Shit.
Man, I'm talking about the devil from like South Park. That's what devil he is.
That's like shit.
The only way we can get rid of this devil is if Cartman sings and swears and whatnot. Whatever the fuck.
Right.
Yeah, nah, man, fucking. Like, according to a couple of fucking churchgoers, I was, you know, going past on my way to work today. Because of the fact, you know, I decided to light up a cigarette while on the church grounds.
slow the fucking shit down, and at the same time, I was fucking singing Crooked Preacher Killer from ICP.
Well, I mean, I was kind of wondering why they were calling you the devil for smoking, because a lot of fellow holy rollers also smoke.
Oh, yeah, but,
What happened?
I think it's funny that,
don't smoke cigarettes and bust their ass smoking a cigarette. Like, what the fuck's this? It's like the fucking teacher smoking cigarettes and weed. It's fucking weird. I caught some security guards at my 11th grade. I was like, fucking walk in, these two security guards, one was a chick, one was a black dude. They smoking blunt, dude. I swear, they tried to fucking hide it. I was like, hell no, nigga, I fucking see. Dude, I was walking to school one day, cutting through the park. I seen another security guard. He was just posting there, smoking a blunt, like shit ain't going on. I was like, nigga, I see, why can't you pass that? Nigga got in his car and drove away.
He drove away.
Yeah, I was like, nigga, you gonna smoke a blunt? I can smell the fucking weed, nigga. You ain't fucking slick. You just standing there right next to your door just smoking like it was a cigarette.
Well, what do you think they do whenever they bust somebody else with it?
Right? It's like, nigga, y'all fucked up. Y'all hypocritical as ever.
That's pretty much anybody in power.
Straight up. It's like the president smoking weed, too. Like, oh, nigga, that's
yeah, he probably gets high as all the time.
Hell,
like, nigga, Michelle, you want to hit this?
Hell yeah, well. Shit,
oh yeah, by the way, Ghetto, he tried to come back into the group again.
Who tried to come back in the group?
Will had fucking Kid Crusher.
Oh man, that dude is young as fucking. All he wants to do is post about how he wants a girlfriend.
So I've come to a conclusion. Next time he wants to be added, I'm going to accept it, and then I'm going to ban him.
Well, what exactly happens whenever you ignore it?
They keep coming back.
Yeah, they just come back.
What the fuck? I see why, like, Monoxide got all pissed about it.
What did he get pissed about?
Because he stopped accepting friend requests and shit. He keeps posting that he's not going accept it, and people just keep doing it, so you got all pissed and shit.
Oh, that's like this one girl, man, I used to talk to, and she left Facebook, came back with a different name and some tattoos, and now she can't accept a friend request.
Damn.
Fuck, like, bitch, I know it's you.
Gotta be slick and shit.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
He's like, bitch, who you trying to sleep on? Ain't sleeping on this.
Like, now she's a lesbian now, too, or something, too? I don't.
Damn.
I was kind of like this real slutty girl that lives around here with her man. For the longest time, man, she was a slut sleeping with every dude, and then all of a sudden she turned into a lesbian.
Damn.
It's like, really?
Yeah, hold up.
It's like you done fucked everybody but me.
But now you turn to a lesbian. How the fuck did that happen?
Yeah, and then, you know, I'm trying to hit that shit too, and then now all of a sudden you a lesbian?
Well,
I see how it is.
That's fucked up.
So next time this dude tries to join the group, I'm gonna accept it, and he's gonna get banned. Simple as that.
Well, we should have probably just started off with that.
Yeah, but, you know, you just wanted to keep ignoring him. Yeah, he keeps coming back.
I mean, I like how somebody posted the Death of a Hater song in the singles group. It's like, really? You just post Death of a Hater in this? I mean, you're supposed to be finding, quote, love here. It's not helping anyway.
So it got all pissed, like, nigga, you hate. I'm going to post this shit because I'm pissed.
Like, you can post that anywhere, but you're going to post it in here.
Really? That's fucked up. Fucking people.
But I guess apparently all the single people were haters.
Apparently.
Yeah, why hate, man? Like, find something new in life.
Yeah, really, man. Try telling that to other juggalos.
Right. Like, find something new.
They like to sit there and just, you know, hate on things.
Yeah, like they can go scrap some, make some money or some shit. They at least they can just fucking take some shit apart and fucking sell copper or something.
Like that's their only concern, you know. that hatred. That's it. Nothing else.
Yeah, it's like, well, you gotta hate on everyone. That's BS, man.
Like no matter what anybody says. They want to jump down your throat about it.
Awesome.
Kind of like how this one dude, he posted about how he liked Drake and shit, so I kind of jumped on him. But I don't know, man. I wasn't trying to, you know, be a dickhead about it. I was just saying.
I would.
Hey, he's just terrible.
That's hilarious.
And then I guess somebody else jumped on her. Might have been like his sister or somebody related to him or something. And she's like, yeah, man, fucking Drake sucks and he's terrible.
<No one.
laughs> I was like, at least she understands. And then on top of that, he told me Lil Wayne was in his top three favorite rappers.
Oh, dude, I don't even know how to describe him.
Like, people love to fucking just push me, man. They just love to tell me they love Lil Wayne.
That's retarded.
It's like, but, are you mentally ill?
Right. You know what's fucking funny? That fucking winter where he overdosed on codeine.
Oh, man, I loved all the funny pictures that came after that.
Oh, yeah, have you seen the one where he's all ball-licking and shit?
I saw the one where his favorite pizza was Little Caesars. Yeah, and then people told me he didn't die, and I was kind of upset.
I know, too. Yeah, I was like, this nigga overdosed on codeine. Nigga's dying. I'll laugh my ass off. I was like, this nigga's gonna die. Nope, he's okay. I'm like, but.
Yeah, but I don't even understand what the hell people see in anybody on that label.
Right. Now they turn money into a gang thing and shit. It's like, you can say, that's a gang. It's like, look at these motherfuckers. They turn rich into a gang and shit. Like, fuck with them. Stop fucking with us.
Like, I mean, can't say this enough, though, man. Like, we really don't need people making music about how much money you have.
Right? Now they turn this shit into a gang. Rich gang. What the fuck kind of shit?
Like, why don't you go after them because they call themselves a gang? You want to come after juggalos that don't
right
even clean,
gang,
man. Man, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
You got fucking juggalos or something. I read this thing earlier, man. This dude talking about how he's walking down the street and, like, all blue or something like that. And then these fucking gang dudes were following him and shit, talking about they going to kill him.
No.
Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
They understand that we're not fucking gang related.
Right.
Fuck you, ABK, for doing that shit. We're not gang related.
Now
you got us
all
screwed.
So
you might be gang related.
Oh, I love that song.
I mean, it's a good song. I mean, we all like that shit. We thought nothing of it.
Yeah.
But now look at us.
We consider a gang.
Yeah.
It's all right. You want a gang? You're a gang? We're going to bang on you motherfuckers there.
So it's ridiculous.
Like fucking mafia. That shit's hilarious.
Is it a mafia?
Yeah, mafia. With hatchets and face paint. Not giving a fuck.
Well, now you got people, you know, posting all their weapons they got, so that's not really helping.
Shit. I seen this sick-ass axe. Well, a hatchet with a twisted Batman logo on it. It was a red one, too.
Oh, no, fuck you.
Did you just say fuck you, man? What's wrong with you?
More than likely, that's not probably made by a certain someone that we both know and despise.
I'm sure it is.
Damn.
Who makes it, Jill?
Who?
Who makes whatever you're talking about?
Oh, no, I just seen it on Facebook. It was a sick ass hatchet, though.
Well, who made it?
Oh, no. Although this person just posted it on Facebook.
Come on, man. It got to have a name along with it or something.
Yeah, it was just a little picture on Facebook. Oh, that's sick, man.
Man, Chill don't like to call people out. He's just like, it was this picture or something.
Yeah, it was a picture. It was a picture on Facebook.
There's a picture on Facebook is my excuse.
Yeah, that's how it is. I was just scrolling through some stuff, and there it happened to be a hatchet with the Twisted logo.
Yeah, more than likely it's who we are thinking of. Mr. Ripoff himself.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mr. gets told to stop making them.
Yeah, he still does it anyways, and he thinks if he makes the Hatchet Man a little bit shorter and the fucking hatchet a little bit different, people aren't gonna be able to tell that it's a fucking Hatchet Man.
Joe doesn't understand.
About what?
That's okay. That's
he said about what? He's not even listening.
I just didn't hear what y'all think.
I see how it is.
You know, I think it's funny how there possibly is one track that features Colwyn 87 that me and you probably like.
And what track is that?
Ninja Party.
Did you say Ninja Party?
Danger Party.
Danger Party? I'm not even quite sure I even know that song.
Oh, you're about to.
Well, don't feel bad. I never heard it either.
What the hell CD is this off of?
Pink Dream Freshness.
I have that CD. I don't remember that song, though.
Yeah, it's on the second disc.
Oh, that's a part two to that? I don't know.
Yeah, there's two discs on there. You know, the first one's what, like Family?
Yeah.
Or
I know that.
Whatever the fuck, however the fuck goes.
That's weird. I thought it was just the one disc.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch, you know, shit you heard before, then, you know, a few bonus tracks.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
No, it's not. What are you saying? Don't tell them it's cool. They'll put it out again. So, are we going to listen to this?
Here we go.
Yeah, I shouldn't go in there, but what's up? I seen that little plumber in the dog. Fuck all that. Look at that ass. Boom. Fucking look at this dude.
First off, I don't know none of these fools. Especially Craig, they say he's back from school. I just heard the beat. It sounded sweet. I was out garbage picking across the street and said, fuck it. Walked in and started chucking. Got a little saucy, now I'm mean mugging everybody.
Friend of Craig's, I guess.
I'm pissing in the bedroom, I blew out mess. Goose and bitches shoving my way through.
Hey man, cool out.
Hey man, fuck you. Bumped into the DJ shit. His record skipped, now he's starting to trip. I ignored his yelling and kept cutting the rug. College voice surrounded me.
Let's get this
through. I took two off, I went home bruised and bloody. But that's a regular thing at a danger party.
Danger party.
Like that in my long, long drugged out ass life, you know what I mean? But I'm gonna tell you how it was. You know, one night I was hanging out, man. Look, check it. Woo! Fell into the spot, bitches on fiend. Fools me mugging the way I seen. I don't give a fuck cause I'm off the yak. Plus I'm a G and I'm always trapped. I was just chilling, trying to have a little fun. Bump a few hoes, baby get sucked up. Some fool try to step to me. Mad cause this bitch wanna give me some pussy. I told homie he can have a bitch. Other than that, we could do some gangster shit. He start beating his chest like he ain't come. Throwing up a set, hyping up his homies. He must not know where I'm from. I don't give a fuck, he easily get done. Right then I had to pull my heat. Now I got him and his homies praying for peace. Ooh.
Strangler,
ah,
the
dude at the door,
my ball in my
hands,
ah,
the dude at the door,
my ball in my
hands, ah,
the
dude at
What the hell you doing, man? You ain't got no job right now. Get fat.
Hell
go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, go buy some Twinkies. All
right.
It's still good.
Fucking shit.
You're going to have to eat a lot of Twinkies, though.
Fuck yeah. Like about 20 bucks of them, motherfuckers.
Yeah, right. I want to see you eat 20 boxes of Twinkies.
Hell yeah.
Just Twinkies, nothing else.
Nah, hell yeah, Twinkies, straight Twinkies.
Yeah, and no water.
I'm a fat man spirit.
He just loves the creamy filling.
So I can give them to the sluts.
More like it's being brought to you, but... Man, I miss those fucking commercials. Where's the creamy food?
Fuck yeah.
Now you just got fucking Pop-Tarts killing each other.
Aw, shit. Fucking stuck in peanut butter and shit. But maybe I'll put some jelly on that bitch.
Put them in the toaster. Like, what the fuck?
Warm-ass peanut butter Pop-Tarts.
Like, that's all right. You're allowed to kill Pop-Tarts, but
right.
You can't kill anybody else in,
that's
like, commercials.
That's bullshit. It's like, that's kind of bullshit. That's fucked up.
Although, I really don't like to warm my Pop-Tarts up. But anyway, that's just a side note.
You know, I think it's funny how fucking, the original person who posted the fucking pic actually liked my fucking status, my comment up on there.
What the hell did you say?
You and your. The right way.
I like when people call you, like, grammar Nazi.
What the fuck?
Oh, the funny thing is...
And then they spell grammar wrong.
You know, actually, the funny thing is, she didn't even call me a grandma. She just goes, LOL, you must be really bored, huh?
Well, you know, that's usually what happens when you're bored. You know, you point out the obvious things on Facebook. Yeah. Like, I poked fun at people yesterday, and they got all mad at me, telling me they're going to rip my balls off. You know, simple things.
Fucking bullshit.
That bring you pleasure.
Right. I love it, huh?
Man, I got nothing else to do on Facebook. Not like people talk to me or anything.
Oh yeah.
Just some dude named Chill that hits me up and says like five words and then that's it.
Right.
Come on, bitch. I ain't going to your fucking invitation. Vote for Bloodstain. No. Look at that motherfucker did a track with fucking Joker. Go die.
You don't like the Joker?
Man, the Joker's a fuck.
I don't think anybody likes the Joker.
I got two homies in Colorado that likes him. I don't. Niggas just
too
arrogant, you know?
You know somebody that likes the Joker?
Yeah.
Well. Do us a favor. When you talk to them over again, if you see him in person, shoot him for us.
I'll fuck that. I'll torture his ass. Then I'll plan something fucking horrific to do to him.
That works too.
You're gonna wait, hold on. You're gonna plan what?
I'm gonna fucking plan something horrific. Then I'm gonna kill his ass. Torture his ass.
I like how he sounds it out. Horrific.
Hell yeah. Look, nigga, that's what you get for being arrogant, nigga. You got him too far. I can understand you dissing the other Joker, but everyone else, you just being fucking just arrogant.
Wait, what are we talking about?
The Joker.
But what is he arrogant about, besides the fact that all he does is diss people?
Yeah, that's all he's good at.
Even though a lot of people made better diss tracks towards him.
then he's going to diss some Juggalo rappers. I'm like,
man, he's just real angry about a lot of things, so he just he just attacks everybody.
Yeah. He's an idiot.
Wait, hold on. What the hell was I talking? Who is that?
What the fuck is that?
Right.
That was the
coming Chill. I think Chill's talking to somebody.
Oh yeah, my little cousin.
Oh. Came out of nowhere.
I'm sorry, she just comes down and start talking, you know.
I thought Havoc might have been talking to somebody.
Oh no.
Playing like jump rope or something. Just hear somebody talking and something smacking the ground. Well, not like that.
That's hilarious.
So, it turns out there's like Spanish store down where I am. It's having a tournament that I know for a fact Gilgy would fucking hate the part of.
The hell tournament is that?
Black Ops 2.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, man, like a straight up fucking tournament. It's like it's only like fucking $10 to enter.
Be a shame if somebody cut all the wires.
Oh yeah, sure. That should be nice. Now that's called breaking into colored houses. Shit, yeah. No alarms, they gotta be hell.
At your TV, y'all just stood on.
I'll be hitting like so fucking hard. They don't even know what the fuck is going on.
You know, you should be wearing your devil shoe when you come up in the church, young man.
Put all the face paint I can put on that show TV. I just put my Black Kings and Black Hood on.
Man, at first, whenever that song came out, I didn't even really like that song. But then I listened to it. I was like, the song is actually kind of funny.
It is. Have you seen the music video?
Yeah, so it is. That's not that great either. I would like it a lot better if they were actually breaking into people's houses.
That nigga all looking at that chick's blouse and shit. I'm looking at your blouse, like, that shit's funny.
Talking about he's going to come out of the TV and shit. What is that, fucking Samara? Like, what the fuck?
Now everyone heard Tech 9, now everyone's a freebie. Damn, I'm breaking into Kellett's houses.
But I'm just saying, man, I don't see Tech 9 coming out of a fucking TV to break into somebody's
dope,
house.
Nigga. I'm like, shit, let's smoke some weed. Hell yeah. Could have bought some KCT or some shit.
Be coming out trying to eat your brains and shit. You're like, hey, man, let's smoke this blunt real quick, though.
Right, ripping out someone's spine. Fucking angelic shit.
And then next thing you know, fucking, you're in the hook. You got the auto-tune going on.
Fucking stuck in the TV with auto-tune.
Dude, imagine that, man. Imagine if you had a TV and it had auto-tune on it.
Aw, dude, that should be annoying as fuck. I would blow that shit up. Yeah, go TV.
That'd be really funny.
It's like, oh, hell no, that TV's got it. Hell no.
Like, you listen to the... Listen to, like, the news with auto-tune.
I was like, shut the fuck up, people. God damn, nigga. What's next? Toilet? Flushing?
No, but...
Yeah, I can't help it. Fucking Spanish food and soda has that effect on me.
I'm going to go in the grocery store and start...
Are you talking to yourself, Evan?
No, I was talking to you guys.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about then.
I said, well, the fact that Troy is getting said, you know, that keep burping. Well, yeah.
Man, he fucking farts, burps, pisses.
He just fucking randomly burps and shit. Like, goddamn.
Like I said, I just finished off my Spanish food. Yeah, I'm almost finished with my Pepsi. So, Gil G, are you ready?
I said, are you ready?
Are you ready to suck it?
Okay. Am I ready for what?
Coming up
at 12:30 on Teen Nick if you have Teen Nick. Are you afraid of the dark?
Oh, hell yeah.
What happens if I am afraid of the dark? Are you gonna hold my hand?
No. I'll do one better.
Bet.
I will send Psycho Killer to hold your hand.
Speaking of which, my sister is supposedly going up to Philadelphia or some shit, and within the next week, I was like, maybe I should go to Philadelphia and go find my good old buddy Psycho Killer.
Yeah, but I don't think he's in Philadelphia anymore.
That's right. He went to school by now.
Yeah, Westchester.
Well, that's not going to worry. We'll just go find out where he lives then. I got his address.
I don't, and I never want it.
Well, I didn't really want it, but I just, you know, kept it in my records, you know, just in case he wanted to fuck me over and give out more of my information. So you should play a song for me.
Well, what song would you like to hear if we have it up on the board?
First, Mr. Radio Man, I'm probably gonna need you to refresh after douching. Refresh. Okay.
Hold on, let me refresh.
What was the rest of that commercial? After sex. Refresh.
I ain't gonna do
to refresh it.
And play Seven Dust Face to Face.
Sounds good. Okay, the Seven Dust. There we go.
Don't tell me now, 'cause the smile. Train track, bitch. How you like that?
I bet you there's like, bet you there's like a hood version of Forrest Gump. He probably saw that.
Sure, I'd love to see that shit.
Like there's a hood version of like Dora the Explorer.
Well, y'all fucking Captain fucking Fox and shit. Bitch, you all fucking rob me. Pulls out a big ass 45 song. Blast that in it.
But that damn Dora gotta be the dumbest fucking person ever, man. She was real.
Right.
Like how do, which way do we go?
Just pull out a gap and pop fucking
like,
ass.
Like I don't fucking know, you dumb bitch. You got a talking map.
Right. That's gonna do some shit. Pull some out of that gap.
Like I would think that would tell you where to go.
Shit. Lead her off right off a cliff, that should be hilarious.
No, that's if you use a fucking MapQuest.
GPS. Fucking talking GPS, that should be hilarious.
Fucking MapQuest, they give you the worst directions ever.
Damn. Fuck up.
Like this one time we were in Denny's late night, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And this person came in, they were looking to get somewhere, and they talked about they used a MapQuest. I was like, oh, no wonder you ended up here.
That's fucking cold.
Like, it's terrible.
I bet. Shit, yeah.
That's where you should probably use like Yahoo Maps or Google Maps, you know, something like that.
Yeah. Nope. Quest. No quest. No quest ever.
No quest ever?
Yep.
Yeah, no map quest.
Never.
Now, if you want to take a quest, you can go ahead and take a quest whenever you feel like.
Yeah, I'll fucking walk my ass to the gathering if I want to go on a quest.
Man, good luck with that. You better start now.
That's a fucking mission.
You'll be there by next year.
God damn.
I mean, you are coming from Kansas City and you gotta go all the way to fucking Illinois.
Straight up.
Or you could just jump on a bus if you have the money.
Straight up.
Be there in a couple days.
Shit, that was fast. That wasn't no question. What, nigga, you took a bus. Hey, what's up?
Man, I'm tired of having trying to whistle.
Door D, one butter.
And what's that? Apparently, we're going to listen to a song.
And we're back.
Can I request this song?
The fuck was that?
Oh no.
That was the theme from Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh.
Sure, true. If we have it, we'll play. If we don't, you're shit out of luck.
You got that new Twisted album?
No, I'll show you shit out of luck. I'm kidding.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We might
have it.
Okay. That song, Wasted, that's my shit, bro.
Man, he wants to listen to the longest fucking song.
Straight up. Like the longest song, like Twisted
album.
Fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Like,
All right. May as well play for him.
Tootie fucking fruity. Alright.
Yep. Here we go with your 10-minute song.
Man, I was so drunk last night. I was drinking shots off this fine young candle. Motherfucker, that was me.
Monoxide!
I'm gone, buddy.
You gone, buddy.
I mean that I can't even feel my lips like I'm rude. Pretty wanna get me down, and I can't even take her home. Money going to my girl, keep blowing up my phone. I'll get the fuck out. Hand me the Dixie cup and a Red Bull, and I'ma mix it up with something special to make your head go.
Yeah,
I just wanna fuck.
smoking jar of weed in my car. I be rolling it and smoking it till I'm up in the Coleman, and hopefully I control the speed.
Yeah. Let me new and open it.
Give a fuck about the way, cause I got to open the boat again. I'm on the potion bins, please put all the motion in. It's fucking with my focus in. I really need to see who the fuck it is I'm smoking with. She's asking me what I want to do when I'm hoping it, but I'm too dumb for this.
I didn't hear that name wrong.
Give me Molly and Balloon.
Think about them all rips.
Like it isn't it real shit.
Come with us and I get our dress.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and I get our dress.
See how wasted we can get.
Get high, get drunk and high, get drunk and high, get wasted.
Put it in the cup and I put it to the brim. Bottom to the sky, then I do it all again. Trick a champion, tell me who won, I can tank, cause I showed up drunk. Got a wet bar in the back of my trunk.
Crown Port, Crystal Head, Seabrooms, GM, Boone's Farm, Cold Duck.
Get your cup and shut the fuck. We bought the party up and sip and chug and drank until somebody pass out or throw up. Bubble guts, I'm finna spew. How many drinks you had tonight? Bartender said that 32 will slur your speech and blur your sight. 36, I have you super pissed and looking for a fight. And 50, leave you holding the toilet, puking for dear life. I grip the grass on my ass, don't fall off the fucking planet. I'm drunk as ever, was drunk past it. Bitch, don't understand it. I can't stand it, stand up. About to piss, I'm pissy drunk. Pull the rest of my liquor up in the 20 sippy cups. Sip it slow and finish up. Ain't no quitter, listen up. Party pause, but it's back on the very second I wake up.
I didn't hear that name
wrong. Give me Molly and Balloon.
Think about them all rips.
Like it isn't it real shit.
Come with us and I get our dress.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and I get our dress.
See how wasted we can get.
Still higher than fuck. Man, I must have went to sleep with a hell of a buzz. Get twisted with twisted. It was ridiculous. Went to sleep with a thick bitch. Woke up with syphilis. Nasty in every sense of the word. Walking in the Waffle House about as high as a bird. But back up off me, cause I might puke. And there ain't no telling what I might do. I'm just like you, you're just like me.
Is he on some kind of pill?
I just might be.
The room's spinning, I think it's time to go.
Give me a couple seconds and I might blow.
I'm eating Jerry Bears until I'm barely there. Tripped my nuts off, landed in some chick's derriere. Me and my hash rig make a scary pair. Stabbing globs on the skillet, got these fairies scared. Yeah, I'm purple hash, wasted, met this junkie hoe. Katrina left the party at her man's. She got drunk and stole the Beamer. I looked her in the eyes, said get comfy, hold the wiener. Then we slid through the hood, vaping, bumping funky cold Medina. Jax, bitch.
And it don't stop. Yeah.
Molly and Balloon.
Think about them all rips.
Like it isn't it real shit.
Come with us and I get our dress.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and I get our dress.
See how wasted we can get.
Can I get drunk? Can I get drunk? Can I get wasted?
Give me a jug of that crown, guzzle that down. What's up on the rope? Well, I'm choking on that now. Tell by the feeling in my stomach, any little more something, I'll be slumping, I'll be hugging on that ground. Yeah, hey, you can tell that I'm stumbling, I know how to act now. Had a few too many, bugging to act out, drunk off my ass, like I ain't fucking sat down. That blur vision, I'm on one and I'm lifted. Hit the dank mix with that drink like Mad Mono, I'm twisted. And I'm gone, not contemplating one conversation. Had too much drink, fuck on my face, I'm wasted.
Ladies and gentlemen, blaze your dead homies.
We're wasted, tipsy and wasted. Bitch, pop a molly and get naked. You can be my guest on the special. We on a DMT with the head. Let's get drunk, see double. Talk a little shit, don't wanna start a lot of trouble. Burn trees, indeed, I speed. Wanna see everybody turning green.
I didn't hear that name wrong.
Give me molly and balloon.
Come with us and I get our dress.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and I get our dress.
See how wasted we can get.
Get wasted.
Fuck the dumb shit,
me, let's get wasted. Pull it down the hatch and watch me turn into a spaceship. Sipping on this liquor got me lifted. Talking to a volleyball, I'm twisted. Pull a pop cup full of vodka in the console. My head hurts like Daryl hit me with the crossbow. I saw Mono passing bottles like he's Rondo. Janie hit the bourbon like a savage calling macho. Kush in the air, roaches in the ashtray. Life ain't fair, drinking on a rampage. Cops ain't there, so we swerving in the fast lane. I don't care, slow motion like a Max Payne. In the murder bucket straight loaded. Naked bad bitches in the backseat folded. My team's winning, it don't matter if they hate this. Laughing at you, bitch, we're fucking wasted.
Give me Molly and Balloon.
Take up all them bone ribs.
Like it is an absurd shit.
Come with us and get our dress.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and get our dress.
See how wasted we can get.
Michigan, ratchets all around me. OG White Kush got the whole room cloudy. Smelling like a pound of that shit when we walk up in the place. Me and Trevor G taking grand blunts to the face. Chugging Molly cocktails, I'm on my Molly gang shit. Fucked up at the hotel, still there ain't a bitch I can't hit. Got crossed eye balls, I can barely see where I am going. Got two Xanax bars in my body, now my heart rate is flowing. But I'm knowing I'll be alright. I do this all the time, I actually live the life I rap about. And every one of these rhymes, that's twisted, they'll tell. I'm a crazy motherfucker, abomination tour every night. Lil White was slightly drunker, ha.
Man, hell yeah, you right, Lil White. Now roll the motherfucking blunt. I'm gonna pour this motherfucking crowd, we get wasted.
Hollin' in that intro.
Give me Molly and Balloon.
Gang up all them bone ribs.
Like it is an absurd shit.
Come with us and get our dress.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and get our dress.
See how wasted we can get.
Jabber about to say you this or that. With me, I'm only spitting facts.
Real,
it's Victor team and up a twisted twist. And nothing but the business getting lifted. We malicious, you not smoking, that's suspicious. Writing rhymes are hieroglyphics. Mushroom brownies hit delicious. And that ass and kick that ass, kid.
I'm losing my mind.
But when the weather look, oh fuck it, I'll just cook up some more crack. Drinking vodka out the bucket, mix your heroin and smack. You're getting sober, that's hilarious. The joke of the year. Rapping routines to getting wasted, I made it my career.
Give me Molly and Balloon.
Gang up on them bone ribs.
Like it is an absurd shit.
Come with us and get our dress.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and get our dress.
See how wasted we can get.
Off of Jack Daniels in that purple haze. Here we go again, I'm fucking retarded from that Xanax, that Vicodin, and that cocaine and Bacardi. Here we go again, I'm fucking up again, I'm alienating my family and my close friends. Wasted, feeling out of place, and I'm falling so hard, I'm on my face again. Puffing that free shit, sipping that bean shit, smoking like a lunatic, I feel like I'm on again.
Somebody get the paramedics over here, please. Nigga doesn't have a pulse. Somebody call 911, please. Oh, damn.
I didn't hear that intro.
Give me Molly and Balloon.
Gang up on them bone ribs.
Like it is an absurd shit.
Come with us and get our dress.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and get our dress.
See how wasted we can get.
And we're back after that 10-minute track.
Thanks.
Yo, we got a very special caller right now.
Happy joy.
Oh, that's my shit by Ishan. I love that music video.
Man, what the hell are you talking about? I'm talking about Ren and Stimpy, motherfucker. But who's on the phone?
We have the mute with us, Speedy.
Wow, how'd you manage that magic trick?
Happy joy.
I don't know. She just managed to call. She called right in, like right as we went to into that fucking track she called in.
Of course. So how'd you enjoy that long track there, Moot?
Anyways.
Anyways, what? You got something to tell us?
Oh, yeah, totally. No, it was all right.
Well, we usually get on the phone to talk.
Man, I'm She's so fucking high, I guarantee it.
So what's going on with you, Mute?
Nothing, just been busy.
So how's the boyfriend?
All right.
He's all right.
Yeah. I got him.
Man, every time I ask somebody about their boyfriend, they always avoid the question.
How did I end up with the question? I said he's a little depressed tonight.
Oh, I thought you said he was all right.
No.
Why is he depressed?
A lot going on. His mom might be dying, and he hasn't seen her in 16 years, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
I haven't seen her in 16 years. What the fuck?
Or 13 years, sorry. I don't know. I said 16, 13 years.
Well, damn.
Yeah. They just got a hold of each other recently.
Hmm. Don't everybody speak all at once now.
So are you afraid of the dark?
Yep.
She just says yeah.
Totally. Extremely.
Jeez, you ain't gotta be so sarcastic about it.
Yeah.
I'm bored, okay.
Tell us a story.
Sure, I'd love to have a computer come out of nowhere and hit me in the fucking head. Fuck. That should be dope.
You say you want a hammer to hit you in the head?
No, a computer. Just a computer screen. Falling out the sky and hitting you in the head. That should be
dope. So you want one of them really old monitors from back in the day to fall in your head?
Yep, just falling out the sky from the way. That should be awesome.
These people are about to tell you a story. Chill's going to get scared.
Oh, shit, yeah. Finally, something that fucking actually scares me.
Well, definitely not scary.
Aw, damn. I was
referring to, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh, shit, man, I'm in the dark right now. I was waiting for something to pop off.
Oh, there you go, Ghetto G.
What?
If you want Yaya Han, as Chun-Li, if you get the 2014 calendar, she is actually as Chun-Li for August.
Man, I don't want just one picture in a fucking calendar that I got to pay $25 for. Give me one of those fucking pictures like the other ones for $10.
Damn, that's not bad.
But then there's $5 shipping on it.
Oh, that's bullshit. Everything got to be fucking shipping.
Yep, that's how it goes.
Man, it's like, why can't y'all just put that shit up in the stores, man? That's bullshit.
Aya.
Not all people got fucking...
That's like Best Buy, man. I'm getting real tired of their shit because every time you go to their website, you see something like, yeah, okay, they have it. And they go to the actual store and they don't have it.
Now, that's fucking bullshit. But, nigga, let me go in the back and get that shit. I know y'all have it somewhere.
It's on your fucking website. Why is it not on your shelf, dumb bitch?
Yeah.
Lazy ass motherfuckers.
A tale of laughing in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
I actually remember this one.
I do too. And just think, it's one night only.
Damn, 1992.
Nope.
I don't even know if Chill was here yet.
No, I was born in 93. I didn't exist yet.
Damn.
That's fucked up.
Wait. Did he just say I didn't exist yet?
Nope. Yep, that's what I said.
Yeah, that's what he said, yeah.
I think he meant you didn't exist yet. Not existed.
One of those two.
Well, do you have a TV?
Yeah.
Well, you could watch the show now.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's if you
might get, do it. Might as well do it now because this is the only night they're doing it.
Oh, okay.
These are shows that we grew up on.
Oh, hell yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
This show right here in particular gave Havoc nightmares for the rest of his life.
That's dope. That's the shit I want.
He's afraid of the clown in this movie.
Oh, shit, clowns the
show.
Shit. Who the fuck are afraid of some clowns, man?
Well, you'd be surprised, man. There's actually people that like ICP that don't like clowns.
Oh, yeah.
Me, I'm not one of them. I love clowns.
Oh, yeah, clowns?
I'm always here.
Sure, I'm about to clown and put on my red nose.
That's right.
Look at a black one. Oh, white one.
What?
One of those clown noses. Get a white.
Clown noses are usually red.
Yeah, but I'll paint it white.
Yeah, they're more like people are gonna think that you're a fucking diseased clown.
Right. That's what the fuck I want.
It's gonna think like you're like a reindeer or something. Like, no, I'm not talking about the magical one like Rudolph. I'm just talking about a regular reindeer.
Oh, you got some kind of fucking fucked up retarded disease going on in your nose.
Yeah. It's called breathing.
You got some kind of fucking nose cancer going on, sir.
That's throat cancer. Well, damn.
Fuck Rudolph. That's why I had to spoon with my shot off.
Man, now Chill's a rapper.
Huh?
That was fucking with her phone, man. What is that?
Yeah. I blame the mute.
Damn it, mute. Talk to us. You quit playing with that damn phone. The ginger's gonna get you.
And the ginger's got knocked the fuck down.
Dumbass. Fucking retard.
He ran into a trash can lid.
I think it's fucking hurt.
Really? That was a delayed reaction right there. See, man, this shit right here reminds me of the Chronicles of the Dark Carnival DVD they just released out.
Oh, that's just dope.
because they, you know, set up for, like, a scary story, and then they go into this and shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
So you should check that out if you haven't yet.
For sure.
You know, I don't really find your for sure as sincere anymore, Jill.
Okay.
I think you're just lying to me.
I'm bullshitting out my ass.
See, man, he doesn't really go do things that we tell him he should probably check out.
Yeah, I know. Motherfucker.
Hey. My fault. This fucking boring ass kid up here. Fucking guy have a guard to get fucking AC.
Man, all you need is, like a half hour or so to watch one of them.
Yeah. I'll find one. One day.
You can space it out, you know?
Yeah.
You go to the library every day, you can watch one each day.
Yeah, there you go.
Alright.
I mean, what else you got to look at on the internet?
Shit, some porn. No.
Well, but of course.
Yeah.
That's what the mute likes to look at a lot too.
That's the shit, dude. Everyone
ain't that right, mute?
I guess we can take that as a yes.
Damn, man, there goes that fucking delay again. Because something, I hear something here, and then it's over on average 2 seconds later. The clown's gonna get you.
Right. Out the closet, bitch. Have you checked the children? That shit's hilarious.
You can watch that one about the boogeyman.
Oh, the boogeyman's the shit.
Did you know, like, the boogeyman was like is like a giant ill. I don't even know what I'm saying. Yeah, ill something, whatever the fuck. Say, man, we're gonna put Havoc in this maze and see if he gets out.
The amazing maze.
Man, that probably would.
Yeah, right, man. You just walk in the circles, man. You wouldn't get out.
Dude, give me a chainsaw. I'll fucking cut right through that maze.
Man, motherfucker, we don't just got a chainsaw just lying around, you know?
I'll bring it. He's like, fuck that shit. I'm freaking.
Well, apparently he does.
Uh-oh, which door do you choose, Chu?
Shit, let's go with the one on the left.
Well, that's not the one he chose.
You bastard.
Well, shit, man, Once you do that once, man, you go through it again, you're going to know how to get out. That's not fair.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. It's going to get you. There goes your red nose, Chill. That must be you.
Hell yeah, I'm shooting up in that dark.
Man, Mohawk's gonna fucking jump to the fucking thing, fucking lean forward. Yeah, Psycho Killer, stop being a wuss and just do it.
He took the red nose.
Yeah.
He's gonna go give it the chill now.
Hell yeah.
Whoa. after Chill was born.
Well, yeah.
And then, of course, the clown's gonna come kill, chill, just to get his nose back.
Hell no, I think I'll fight back.
You having fun?
Hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
So I got another song you could play?
Sure.
It's by Skillet.
Love the Skillet.
Skillet.
It's called Sick of It.
Hell yeah, I'm sick of it too.
Yeah, you better put your hands in the air then.
Oh, yep, already doing it.
Pretzel dog.
Yeah. Where my pistol going at, bitch?
I don't know. Go find out.
It's at Sonic. It's going to find a way there.
I had to find my way to New York.
Well, you got to find your way to New York.
Really?
It's
crazy.
Well, he's not in New York. You got to get to New York to get to a Sonic. But
yeah.
But I think I'm going to get one of those no tangle brushes for my beard.
Gotcha.
I just saw that infomercial.
Oh, yeah. Stuff for your beard. That's cool.
No, it's not for my beard. It's just a brush for fucking bitch's hair.
You need one for your beard.
Yeah, I'm going to get one for my beard.
That's weird.
And when I get on Friday, I think I'm gonna get from the One Eyed Dolls and see if I can get a pair of fucking used panties from fucking Kimberly of the band.
Dude, you just made this awkward. What are you talking about?
Nah, man, fucking the lead vocalist Kimberly from fucking One Eyed Dolls on Bandcamp. Like, if you go to the store, they have a thing where for $30. I guess Kimberly would choose something from her closet, sign it, and send it to you. It could be a shirt, some sunglasses, a hat, jewelry, dress, bandana, shoes, maybe some panties, bras.
Awesome.
Man, there ain't no damn way she's going to sell you some used fucking panties, man.
Hey, you never know.
And on top of that, that's just like creeper status right there.
Well, you know what? It was her idea.
But I'm just saying, for the fact that you want them.
Well, I mean, come on. You know, it's gonna be autographed.
I don't fucking care, man. They could smell like fucking straight up fish. Send out some used autographed panties with anthrax on them.
That's a good one.
They'd be like, yeah, and they go to sniff them, and they fucking die and shit.
You know, I think it's funny how fucking that blonde chick and fucking, put a fucking circle there. Grows up and it becomes a cop. At a part of fucking 7th Heaven.
Wait, part of 7th Heaven? Who the fuck is she?
She put Roxanne, the cop in the show, like in the later series. But yeah.
Damn, man, I was able to laugh at that before it even made it to Havoc's TV. Damn shit.
And they should bring back Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Well, they're going to have to find a whole new cast since, all them people are grown up.
Oh, yeah.
They can have ICP hosted.
Oh, that'd be dope. That'd be
interesting.
Yeah, put ICP on Nickelodeon.
Oh yeah, give little kids. That'd be hilarious. I'll be laughing. I wouldn't care.
Scared of little kids.
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome.
Like, mommy, who's that big fat guy with the paint on his chin? Like, oh honey, that's just Violent J.
Yeah, he's your daddy.
Bob? Dad? Bob?
Got a real moon sticking out your forehead, huh? That don't feel too great, does it?
Feels all right.
It feels all right. Ah, oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Man, he's having a good old time over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently.
That's what Havoc does right there.
Oh, yeah. We all got to enjoy it.
Sticks his finger in the pudding.
Awesome. I love the finger in pudding.
Then he gets scared and he drops the whole bowl.
Well, I'll do that all the time. I'll get bored.
And then he comes back and he still eats it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, or you get beamed. What's wrong with you? You took a nose and you gave it a chill. Ghetto G. So I'm gonna go on another track. Mine Ghetto G came back just in time. Ghetto G, welcome back.
How come it doesn't say unmuted?
Shit.
I don't understand why the fuck my phone just stopped working. I was like, hello? Hello?
Because you have Comcast.
Man, that don't mean nothing. It's a whole lot better than Fios. Don't fall for Fios. Uh-oh. Look at all those cards.
Yeah. Run upstairs and you run like a bitch and get killed.
Run like a bitch. Run like a bitch, bitch boy.
Yeah. In every horror movie, they always run upstairs.
Right. So what the fuck y'all running upstairs for? Then you got motherfuckers tripping over shit.
They always fall.
Right, like, how the fuck are you always falling, nigga? There's like nothing there. How the fuck? What the fuck?
Here comes the balloon.
Oh, yeah. Down the phone.
But I found a poster up on Amazon that I'm sure even Ghetto G would love, that I plan on buying this week.
And what might that be?
Frame Breakers poster. Fucking Selena Gomez, Vanessa Hudgens, and fucking Ashley Benson. All in bikinis.
There you go. It's always nice.
Hell yeah. And the way Selena Gomez looks, it looks like she's looking at a little game ready for some dick.
She probably was. Damn. And as for Amazon, I don't shop on Amazon.
I do.
Because I have no idea how.
Damn.
Don't you damn me. You figure it out, motherfucker.
Damn. Shit. I can't lie. I can't lie.
I'm just saying, man, I went there, I signed up and whatnot, but I still didn't know how to fucking order anything.
Shit. I'm clueless, too. I heard about that shit.
I know how to use eBay.
eBay's totally easy.
Like, they love to take my money.
They love to take anyone's money. Money.
Damn, man. Uh-oh, the clown's gonna rape you.
Yeah.
Bring it on. It's like, bring it on.
He's gonna rape you behind door number 6.
Better be a female.
It's not.
So shut down that throat. Shut up.
He's gonna rape you even though you brought his nose back. Brought you some cigars too, chill.
Awesome. I hell are you smoking cigars? But weed in them.
Well, duh.
My shit be looking like some Cuban cigars when I get done.
Cigars itself, man, is just disgusting.
My fucking uncle be smoking that. I was like, damn, man, that's crazy. Took one puff and I can't even fucking handle it. Back when my homies used to be smoking cigarettes.
Cigarettes, probably weed, even worse.
I took a puff of that shit. I'm like, hell no, I can't fuck with that shit.
Yeah, you ain't supposed to inhale that, though.
Hell no, that shit can kill you. Maybe I should start doing that.
He said maybe I should start doing that.
Hey, shit. Kill me fucking earlier.
that story was kind of bad. Now we watched it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is.
You got that creeper dude right there with the glasses.
Yeah, that's me. Probably everybody.
So Chill doesn't know about Clarissa Explains It All either.
Nope. Who's Clarissa? Sound like, she sounds like a fine bitch.
Did you say she a fine bitch?
Uh-huh.
What's the name of that girl?
Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah. Do you know who that is?
No.
Well, then I can't tell you if she's a fine bitch or not.
Damn. That's like that.
She used to be.
What happened to you? She gone lesbo or something?
Man, every girl's a fucking lesbian.
Straight up. A couple guys and they turn lesbians. Like, what the fuck's that shit, man?
Even if they're not lesbians, they're probably lesbians.
It's like, shit, I'm glad there's porn in the world. It fucking makes me happy.
Did you just say porn makes you happy?
Hell yeah. So, you're a lesbian, shit.
Come on. Come on, man, you can't say that, man, because there's people out there struggling with porn addictions.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Talking about, I haven't watched porn in this long.
I haven't watched porn in 5 years.
Or like, I broke down today, and I watched some porn, and I masturbated.
Nothing wrong with that. without making it a hobby.
Chill has a random white guy that comes outside of his house too and climbs up a ladder named Sam. And they chill together and they smoke blunts.
We chain blunts, man.
And then they have sex with white women. Man, Havoc's real quiet over there. What the hell's he doing?
I just smoked a cigarette. You like that one, except for fucking most of your heart. Like, I bet you like half these motherfuckers in this shit are probably dead by now.
Wouldn't surprise me.
It'd be world domination.
Like how the girl that played Eric's sister on that 70s show died the other day.
Damn.
But then, wasn't it Chill that was talking about that movie called Jobs?
I fucking hate that movie. I don't want to see it.
He wants to go see it because Ashton Kutcher's starring in it.
Hell no, nigga. That pisses me off. That pisses me off. Like, nigga, I don't want to see a nigga fucking working. Like, hell no, I'd rather be working. I don't want to see no movie about fucking some nigga fucking trying to create jobs and shit. Working at a job. Fuck that movie. Oh, that shit flops in
the mouth. Damn.
Flippity flop.
Steve Jobs will not be too happy with what you just said.
Who?
Steve Jobs.
So he could eat a motherfucking fat dick. Steve Jobs can. Nigga thinks he's all that.
Well, he's kind of dead.
Oh shit. Well. I don't care. Well, hot me anyways. I'll give a fuck. Make shit worse for you.
Holy shit, he got a VHS tape.
I got a VHS tape. And I was that kind of shit.
Do you have any VHS?
Nah, that's since the 90s.
Well, here's a question for you people. Have you ever seen the movie Trick or Treat?
Oh, yeah?
No.
Nobody's ever seen that movie? It's like Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat.
Nah. Sounds like a fucking combination of a horror movie slash combined with pirates. Or kids dressed up as pirates going trick or treating. It's all quiet up on here. Died up on here now.
I like that movie Half Baked.
I'm talking about the fact that Gettle G died. I guess since Gary G died, I'm gonna go pass the fuck out. So, we'll be back tomorrow night. Peace.